Hi guys, welcome back to the Slytherin Twins. Today we are, we have the Character Vault book, which in today we're going to be talking about all of the characters and a couple of little facts about them. So let's just get started.
Okay. Well, what is this book, and where did you get it, and how may we find others?
Okay, so this book is the Character Vault, Harry Potter, the Character Vault, and I actually saw this at Universal Studios, but it was a little bit expensive, so we just ordered it online.
Nice book. Hardcover.
Yep. And
glossy photos.
Yes. And
what was inside there? A map? There's something in the back.
Oh, there's nothing in there.
There was. It was probably a poster.
I probably took it out. Yeah.
And then you taped it shut.
Oh, it was these two posters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Which are
Death Eaters
and Order of the Phoenix.
Order of the Phoenix.
There you go. So it's about 8.5 by 11, about the size of a copier. Paper.
It's
a little bit bigger.
Very, like, it's a lot of pages because it gives you, like, all the characters, and it'll talk about, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. But if we, like, read this whole thing, this podcast would be very, very long. So we're just going to kind of talk about the characters, not necessarily read the book, but just kind of discuss them ourselves.
Right.
To make it just a little shorter.
And it's tiny print.
It's, yes.
Like, really tiny. But it's nice. It's got full color, glossy photos and drawings.
Yeah, it does have some drawings by, like, artists. See?
Yeah. Artists. Okay, starting with Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter himself.
Mr. Potter.
So, this has the first appearance and the additional appearances, along with what their house is, their occupation.
Occupation?
Yes.
Like, at the end?
And most of the time, there can be more than one.
So, Sorcerer's Stone?
Right, the certain,
Well, I want to guess. Go.
Okay.
First appearance. Sorcerer's Stone.
Additional appearances.
Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, Deathly Hallows.
Good.
He's in all of them.
What about his Hogwarts house?
I'm pretty sure I heard from a friend.
Right.
That he's in Gryffindor. Jeez, are you texting during here?
No.
Wow.
I'm rude. Not.
Okay, what else?
Occupations. There are
at the end?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, beginning, he's child.
No.
Harry Potter, parcel tongue, mouth.
No, that's not.
That's an occupation. Parcel mouth translator.
No.
Auror.
No.
He becomes an auror.
Okay, here, listen. Hogwarts student.
Oh my.
Gryffindor seeker.
Oh.
Triwizard Tournament Champion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chosen One.
I still like mine.
What is he a member of?
Well, he's a member of Hogwarts.
No.
He's also a member of the Order of the Phoenix.
No, like a club.
A chess club?
No. No.
He's in Dumbledore's army?
Right, he's the head of Dumbledore's army.
Right. Potter's army.
What is his additional skill set?
He's an excellent flyer.
No.
He is.
That's not the answer.
Well, he is an excellent flyer.
Okay, well, yes.
I'm an excellent driver.
But that's not the answer.
Okay, additional skill set. He's an excellent flyer.
That's not
He can perform a Patronus.
That's not the answer.
He gets himself into trouble. He's really not the brains of the operation. Any of these?
No, it's not.
Okay, I give up.
He's a parcel tongue. Well, a parcel mouth. But
he's a parcel mouth who speaks parcel tongue.
What's his Patronus?
Stag.
Yeah.
Prongs. As Ron says. Yeah, antler.
Yeah, antler.
Okay.
Next is
Ronald.
Ron Weasley.
Bilious Weasley.
First appearance.
Again, it's going to be identical to Harry's.
Okay, so all the additional, he's in all of them.
Yes.
What's his house?
Gryffindor.
Okay, what's his... There are two occupations.
Oh, boy. Well, he's a keeper.
Right.
Is that an occupation?
A Gryffindor keeper, yes.
And he can speak parcel mouth.
No, he's a Hogwarts student.
He's also a prefect.
That's true, but it's not in
The movies.
This is, yeah, I know. This
read
is,
the books,
this
people.
This is from the movies.
Well,
what's
he's
his,
a prefect.
What's his house?
Didn't we go over this?
No.
He's in Gryffindor, obviously.
Oh, yes, we did. Sorry. What's he a member of?
The Order of the Phoenix. Dumbledore's army and the Quidditch team.
What's his Patronus?
It chases after a hare. Is it an otter?
No. That's not.
Is he a, fox?
No.
What is it?
It's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say dog, but I knew you would not accept that answer.
I would have accepted that.
Oh, look, there's test photos of him. Is it auditioning after?
Yeah, they had that for Daniel Radcliffe, too.
That's funny.
See?
Okay. Cool. Look, they're showing how they designed the costumes.
Yep. Hermione Granger.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All of the appearances are going to be the same, so we don't have to go over that every single time.
All of them are the same.
Her house?
Again, Gryffindor.
What's her occupation?
Hogwarts student.
Yes. what is she a member of?
Dumbledore's army. She also started Spew.
Yes, but this is the movies once again.
Okay.
This is like the behind the scenes for the movies.
All right.
And then what is her Patronus?
Otter.
Yes.
Thank you.
There's her test photos.
Her little test photos.
Yep.
That's cool. Next we have...
Neville Longbottom.
Oh, boy. These are all Gryffindors. Okay.
Okay, all
books,
of his appearances
same.
Are the same. His house is
Gryffindor.
Yes, he's a Gryffindor. What's his occupation?
Hogwarts student.
And what's he a member of?
Again, Dumbledore's army.
Very good.
What about his Patronus?
Well, his Patronus is never listed, so...
Do we ever know what it is?
No.
We should Google that.
I suppose I could.
Right? Hey, Google.
What?
What's Neville's?
Neville.
It's probably like a...
That's like the number one.
Should be a frog. Wouldn't that be perfect?
No.
What is it?
It doesn't take any definite shape, which implies that he doesn't have a spirit animal.
Aww.
That's so sad, Neville.
I know. That is sad. All right.
Next is Fred and George Weasley.
Oh, boy.
So, they're in all of the movies as well.
Mm-hmm. Gryffindor.
Yes. Okay, so there are 1, 2, 3 occupations for them.
Both of them.
Yeah,
are they
both
the same
of them,
for
they're
both?
The same.
Well, they're both beaters.
Yes. Yeah.
Am I supposed to do Dumbledore's army? Or is that a member?
They're
a member
of Dumbledore's army.
That they are the owners of...
Weasley's Wizard Weezes.
So, okay. And then...
The last one.
Huh. Wait, let me think. Occupation, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Hogwarts students.
Yes.
Wait, no Patronuses?
I'm pretty sure they do show their Patronuses, but it's just not
when they're rehearsing or whatever, practicing.
Fred and George.
Why don't you just speak it? Patronus. Or ask Alexa, she's over there.
Fred Weasley's Patronus is a hyena.
Oh my god.
George's is a coyote.
Oh my. Wow.
Once Fred died, George's Patronus could have changed into a hyena.
I thought he could never produce a Patronus ever again. I'm almost positive that's correct.
But no one would ever know, as he was never able to make one again.
Boom! Booyah!
Great job. Oh, wow, look at that.
That's right when they're going to make the big M during the owls.
W. It's a W.
I was looking at it upside down.
Next is Ginny Weasley.
Wait, don't we have to have occupation and member of?
We just did occupation and member.
Ginny Weasley.
Ginny Weasley. She is in all of the movies as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Barely in the first one. She's like, good luck.
Yeah, that's all she says. That's all she says. And that one wasn't even scripted.
I know.
Yeah. Her house is Gryffindor.
Yep.
She has two occupations.
Well, she's
we're just gonna get Hogwarts student, that's out of the way. So there's only one more.
She's not a beater.
No, she's not.
She's not a seeker.
No, she's not.
She's a chugger.
Chaser.
Right? The scorer.
She's a chaser.
And she actually went on to play professionally.
For the
Chudley Cannons.
Which isn't that Ron's favorite Quidditch team?
I think, even though they're terrible or something.
Yeah, he's still...
And then her other, she's a occupation?
No, Hogwarts student, that was...
Weird. Hogwarts student, and she's in Dumbledore's
yes,
army.
Yes, she is a member of Dumbledore's army. What is her Patronus? It's the same as mine. I have Ginny's Patronus, and you have
A mare?
Yeah, hers is a horse, and you have Ron's Patronus.
I have a greyhound.
Well, you still have a dog.
The difference between a greyhound and a Jack Russell Terrier, yeah, miss. Okay, now what?
Draco, oh my. Malfoy. So, Draco is in all of the movies as well.
Yeah.
And what is his Hogwarts house?
Slytherin.
Just like ours.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
He's a Hogwarts student and what? Quidditch-wise.
Oh, he's a seeker.
Yep.
He's also... are we doing members
of? He's a member of. What's he a member of?
The Inquisitorial Squad.
That's not on here, but...
But he is.
He is a member of the Inquisitorial
Squad. He's also a member of the Quidditch team.
No.
He's a member of... The Death Eaters.
Yes, the Death Eaters.
Oh, did I get? Oh, good.
Yeah.
He's also in the Inquisitorial Squad.
That's true. Next is Miss Luna Lovegood.
Wait, what about his Patronus?
Oh, I don't know what it is. I know what Lucius's is.
Do you?
It's a peacock.
Oh, that's right. Because remember, his house has a bunch of peacocks, even though they don't talk about it in the movie. Read the books, people.
Draco's Patronus. Draco was not capable of producing a Patronus, as it was not magic routine taught at Hogwarts.
So plus, he has no happy memory.
Right, so Draco's not. He doesn't have memory. Anyway, Luna is in... Her first appearance is in Order of the Phoenix. And then
that late?
Yeah. And then she's in Half-Blood, Prince, and then Deathly Hallows. So she's only in 4 movies.
Wow.
And
I would have thought she was in Goblet of Fire.
No,
or even
she's
before
not.
That.
No.
Like Prisoner.
No, she's not. She's very later on.
Wow.
What's her house?
She's a Ravenclaw.
She should be like a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, totally.
But she is a Ravenclaw.
She's like a Huffleclaw.
Yeah. Her only occupation is Hogwarts student.
She's also editor
of the Quibbler. She works for the Quibbler.
Co-editor of
the
Quibbler.
She's a member of Dumbledore's army. And what is her Patronus?
It's a hare?
Yes, it is a hare. All right, we're moving on to Hogwarts staff.
Oh, now it's going to get tricky.
So now we have, first would be Professor Albus Dumbledore.
Albus?
Percival Wulfric
Brian.
Dumbledore.
And I appreciate that they have the real Dumbledore.
Yes, they do have Richard Harris Dumbledore on here.
I said the real Dumbledore.
Yes. Yes.
The real Dumbledore.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
But then they have that Dumbledore.
Yeah, well.
But they got him as the icon one.
Yes.
So, he's in all of the movies.
Yeah.
And his, what is his Hogwarts house?
I'm assuming Gryffindor.
Yeah, he is a Gryffindor. I actually wouldn't have known that. What's his occupation?
Headmaster?
Yes. He's a member of...
Order of the Phoenix.
Yes. And what is his Patronus?
Oh, man. It's probably something majestic. Or it's just like a Bernie Bot's bean or something.
That, no. I'm pretty sure Patronuses have to be animals.
I don't know.
I actually don't know.
Does it say?
What?
What is Patronus?
Oh, yeah, it does.
What is it?
A phoenix.
Perfect.
Yep, his Patronus is a phoenix.
That's cool.
It is, isn't it?
Who's next?
Rubius Hagrid.
Keeper of keys and grounds.
Okay, Hagrid is in all of the movies.
Yeah?
And what's his Hogwarts house?
Is he in Gryffindor?
Yes, he is. He is in Gryffindor. And he has two occupations.
He's the keeper of keys.
Uh-huh.
And grounds.
And grounds.
Does that count as two?
No.
Oh. He's also the professor of magical creatures.
Yes, care of magical creatures. For, like, 1 year.
I don't even think it was that long.
No.
Wait, what's his Patronus and all that?
They don't have his...
His Patronus would have to be, like, a,
A spider.
Yeah, what do you call those? An argum...
Acromantula.
Yeah, that's what it would be. Yeah.
Hagrid's
or a dragon.
Patronus.
A dragon. That would be so perfect.
Hagrid can't actually cast the charm to produce an animal guardian, given his affinity for creatures.
Hmm. A you dragon would have been perfect.
Or you would... Oh, yeah! A little dragon! Or, a dog, like, Fang.
Or Fluffy. Norbert.
Norbert!
Yeah, that would have been perfect. All right.
Next is August Filch.
He was never a student, was he?
No, because he's
a squib.
He does work at he's a student at Quickspell.
Quickspell. That's not in the movie, is it?
No, it's not.
That's so funny.
He is in he is in every movie except Deathly Hallows Part 1. He is not in Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Really?
Really.
I mean, I know he's in the second one, because remember he's sweeping. He starts sweeping. Okay.
What's his occupation? Why did I say it like
that? He's the janitor.
No, you have to say it in fancy wizard language.
He's a maintenance worker.
He's the caretaker.
Caretaker.
And then, obviously, he doesn't have a Patronus or anything like that.
No.
Because he's a squid.
He's not in a house.
No.
He's a member of... he's a member of the Inquisitorial Squad.
Oh, that's true! That is true! Madame Pomfrey.
Poppy.
Poppy Pomfrey.
She is the school nurse, basically.
She is only in three movies. She is in Chamber of Secrets, Half-Blood Prince, and Deathly Hallows Part 2, and those are the only three movies she's in.
Hmm. What about the books?
I don't know.
Hmm.
And then she's the hospital matron.
Yes.
That's what they're calling
her. The school nurse.
Yeah.
That's it? No Patronus? No.
No. Next would be Madame Rolanda Hooch.
Rolanda? Rolanda.
Rolanda
okay.
Hooch. So... she is only in one movie.
Yeah. Is she in Ravenclaw?
Yes, I think she is in Ravenclaw.
I think she is too.
It's not on here, but her only appearance is in the first one, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone or Philosopher's Stone.
What about Pomfrey? Didn't tell you what house?
No, I would assume she's in Hufflepuff.
Really?
Or Gryffindor.
See, I would have said Ravenclaw because she has to be smart.
That's true.
You know, but I don't know.
But Gryffindor, I mean... yeah, I think I just say Hufflepuff.
No, we know Professor Sprout's Hufflepuff.
Oh, yes. She's the head of Hufflepuff House. But we're talking about Madame Hooch. So her only appearance is in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Well.
And then she's the flying instructor and the Quidditch referee.
Hmm.
So she has two sets of robes. She has her referee robes, which are like striped like referees, and then she has her teaching robe.
Right.
Her eyes are really pretty, by the way. Like.
Mm-hmm. They look like eagles or something.
Yeah, they're like eagle eyes. Okay, next is Professor Minerva McGonagall. So, she is in all of the movies except for one. She is not in Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Really?
Really. Maybe although she not a lot recovering. Of teachers, not a lot of teachers are in though. Because that's when they're all by themselves.
Mm-hmm, on the run.
On the run.
Okay.
And then her house, obviously, she's is Gryffindor. And then she is the Transfiguration Professor and the head of Gryffindor House. And then
she's in the Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, that's true. They don't have this on here. And then what is her additional skill set?
She's an animagus.
Yes, she is an animagus.
Doesn't say what her Patronus is?
I'm sure it's a cat.
Actually, it's she can produce three Patronuses at the same time.
Really?
Three cats. Yes.
Because she's an animagus.
Because she's awesome.
She's so awesome.
Yes. And it's too bad they don't mention that in the movies, because she does. She produces three Patronuses at once.
So
three
crazy.
Cats. Remember, she married a muggle and...
Yeah, she married a... Yeah. Oh, look, they got behind the scenes on the sorting hat. Look at all the sorting
hats. Oh, yeah. What it looks like.
Yeah. Okay, next is Professor Pomona Sprout.
Oh, boy.
So, her first appearance is in Chamber of Secrets, and then she is only in one other, which is Deathly Hallows Part 2. So she's only in two movies. And she is obviously in Hufflepuff House. She's the herbology professor and the head of Hufflepuff House. And that is all the information that they have about Professor Sprout.
Out of all the teachers, she's one of the minor ones, I guess.
Well, Madame Hooch.
Yeah.
She's in one.
Well, and then the astronomy.
Oh, yeah.
And math.
I don't... Arithmetic.
It's like, It's almost like Sinestro, but it's not. It's very close to that.
Sinestro. Next is Professor Phileas Flitwick. So, Professor Flitwick, it's weird because they changed him.
Yeah.
Like,
first he looks like a little leprechaun or something.
Yeah.
Ghoulish leprechaun.
And then they made him look more human. Like.
Yes. But he's in every movie, isn't he?
He...
Except maybe Deathly
Hallows
1.
Except Deathly Hallows Part 1. But he is in the rest. And then, obviously, he is in Ravenclaw House.
Yes.
Because he is the charms professor, the head of Ravenclaw House, and the frog choir conductor.
That's right. He's also a dueling champion.
Oh, that's true. Dueling champion, Professor Flitwick.
Probably because they couldn't hit him. I'm just saying. He's little. Okay.
Next is Professor
Sybil
Trelawney. So her first appearance is in Prisoner of Azkaban, and then she's only in two others. She's only in Order of the Phoenix and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Hmm.
So she's in three movies overall. And then she is in Ravenclaw House, actually.
What? I would have said Hufflepuff, because she's so... Spacey.
Well, Luna's in Ravenclaw, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
I would not have guessed that.
No. And then she is a divination professor, and then what is her additional skill set? Something that not all wizards have. What is she?
She's a prophet.
Well, a seer.
She's a seer, yes. Every once in a while she gets one right. Actually, the whole series hinges on her prophecy.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though everything else is...
Her whole prophecy. That's what it's all?
The Grimm. Is that still playing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, I'm sorry. Next
you
is...
You got a phone call?
No. It's reminding me to move, but...
It's reminding you to move?
Yeah.
Your Fitbit?
Yeah. Professor Severus Snape.
Oh.
He is in all of the movies.
Yeah.
He's in every single one.
Yeah.
And his Hogwarts house is obviously Slytherin.
Mm-hmm.
He is a potions master, defense against the dark arts professor,
mm-hmm.
head of Slytherin house, and headmaster of Hogwarts.
Yeah, and he referees a game.
Oh, God. I would not want to see
that. What's his Patronus?
A doe.
A deer.
No!
A female deer.
His Patronus is a doe.
A deer. A female.
And he's a member of two organizations.
Is he a he's a Death Eater. And he's in another one?
He's a Death Eater and he's a member of the Order of the...
Oh my God. The ultimate double agent.
Oh my.
Remember he was at the Spy Museum?
Yes, the National Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. They do have Severus Snape listed as a double agent.
Yes, as a spy.
So they have Harry Potter merch there.
Yep.
Which we got a mug of Voldemort from. So, yes. Next is Professor Quirinus Quirrell.
A-P-P-P-Potter.
A-A-Potter. Okay, so he's only in one movie. He's only in the first one.
Yes.
And you're going to be surprised what Hogwarts house he's in. And I've known this for a little while.
There's no way he's in Gryffindor.
No, he's not.
Ravenclaw?
Yes, he's in Ravenclaw. He's not in Slytherin. But Ron...
Well, I can see that. He's...
Well, but you know they say there's not a witch or wizard that went bad that wasn't from Slytherin. But Quirrell went bad and he's in Ravenclaw. So... Like, I'm proving points over here, man.
Interesting.
It is.
Well, now see, in the book, they tell the story how Voldemort lured him and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And whereas, of course, in the book, you're just like...
You mean movie.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah. And then he is the Defense Against the Dark Arts professor for 1 year.
As usual.
Yes, because isn't the position cursed, though?
Yes, by...
Voldemort.
Tom Riddle.
Tom Riddle.
All right.
Next is Professor Gilderoy Lockhart.
He's a piece of work.
He's only in one movie, Chamber of Secrets. What Hogwarts house is he in?
Isn't he in Gryffindor?
No.
Hufflepuff?
No.
Ravenclaw?
Yes.
Oh,
he is in Ravenclaw. It's like Luna and Trelawney. He really doesn't belong there. He really belongs in Hufflepuff, but...
Jeez.
They just didn't.
His robe... His favorite color is lavender.
No, it's lilac.
Lilac. His robes are purple.
Are they?
In the book, yeah.
They're not in... They're never in the movie purple. They're either... They're tan, green, and blue. They're never purple.
In the book.
Then he's a Defense Against the Dark Arts professor for 1 year.
Yes.
And...
Dueling coach.
His wand, if you're not including Lucius's and Hagrid's, it's the longest.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think it's 16
inches. It's 16 inches long. Yeah,
16-inch wand.
If you don't include Lucius's and Hagrid's, then it's the longest.
Also, he specializes in memory charms.
That's true. And... He's a member, he's Order of Merlin, third class, an honorary member of the Dark Force Defense League.
He was also on something...
He, like the smile, Most Charming Smile Most Award, Charming three, Award times three times in a row. Painting a portrait of himself, painting
it. Exactly, so that's the best. That's our dog.
Yeah, don't mind the dog. Okay, mm-hmm. Next is Professor Remus Lupin. And he's actually in more than one movie. He's in Prisoner of Azkaban, Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, and then both Deathly Hallows movies. Mm-hmm. So really...
He's not in Goblet of Fire.
He's not in Goblet of Fire, Chamber of Secrets, or Sorcerer's Stone. And that's it. He's in the rest.
Kind of weird that it skips, though.
Yeah.
He's in 3, but not 4, but then 5, 6, 7.
8.
And 8.
Technically. And then...
He's a Gryffindor.
Yeah. And then he's a Defense Against the Dark Arts professor.
For 1 year.
For 1 year.
Not even.
No, not. And he's a member of the...
Order of the Phoenix.
And then he is a werewolf.
Yes.
Mooney.
Not an animagus.
No!
Full-blown werewolf.
Right, see, Luke, they got all his werewolf stuff.
Ooh. They show putting the makeup on him or anything?
No.
Oh.
Next, Professor Alistair Moody.
Mad-Eye Moody. All right.
And his first appearance is in Goblet of Fire, yep. And then he's in Order of the Phoenix and Deathly Hallows Part 1.
And not 2, because he died.
He's dead. So he's an ex-Auror, and then he's a Defense Against the Dark Arts professor.
Well...
kind of. I mean, Barty Crouch that's Jr. really Barty is. Crouch Jr.
He never really makes it to the job.
And then he's a member of the Order of the Phoenix.
Yes.
And that's all the information that they have about him.
Hmm.
Although they do have, like, they got some stuff.
Hmm. Never say what house he was in?
I'm sure he was in Gryffindor.
That would be my guess. Excuse me.
Next is Professor Dolores Umbridge, and listen to me, this entire page is pink. Like, I am not kidding you.
Dolores Jane Umbridge?
It's Dolores Jane Umbridge, and her wand, by the way, is the shortest at 10 inches.
10 inches.
I do have her wand. It's very short.
And it's pink.
It is pink. Her wand is pink. So her first appearance is in Order of the Phoenix,
yep.
And then she's in Deathly Hallows Part 1. To get the Slytherin locket, so...
That's true.
And then her occupation, my goodness, she is Senior Undersecretary to the Minister for Magic, Defense Against the Dark Arts Professor, Hogwarts High Inquisitor, and Headmistress, Head of Hogwarts Inquisitorial Squad, mm-hmm. and Ministry of Magic's Muggleborn Registration Commission. And then her Patronus is a cat.
Oh, yes.
Luckily, all of Umbridge's merch has kittens on it. So, all of her merch is actually really, really cute. Because they have her little kitten plates.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes. Next is Professor Slughorn. Horace Slughorn. And...
he's a Slytherin.
Yes, he is. He is a Slytherin. I believe he was head of Slytherin House before Snape. I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then he was in Half-Blood Prince and Deathly Hallows Part 2. And then he's a Slytherin, and then his occupation is Potions Master. So, and that's all that they have on him. And apparently...
isn't he a member of the Order of the Phoenix eventually? No?
No.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that in the movie, they make Slughorn look... totally different from, like, what he's supposed to look like in the books.
Yeah.
Because, see, they got drawings of him in the books of what he's supposed to look like, and he doesn't look like that.
Cormac McGlashan.
His wand is really cool, though.
Hmm.
And then they've got the ghosts of Hogwarts.
Yeah, old Peeves didn't make the cut.
No, they've got Sir Nicholas.
Neither did the Fat Friar, just a little scene.
They've got a little scene with the Fat Friar.
He just comes flying in.
Yeah, there's Sir Nicholas de Mimsey Porpington. Moaning Myrtle.
Headless Nick.
Oh, they actually do have Moaning Myrtle's information in here. Her first appearance is in Chamber of Secrets, and she's
annoying.
And she's only in one other movie. She's only in Goblet of Fire. And if you go to Universal, if you go to Hogsmeade, they have a bathroom there where Moaning Myrtle is in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Moaning Myrtle starts talking, and...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Then they got Peeves. And they actually hired someone to play Peeves, but they got rid of him.
And the Bloody Baron's in there, but you don't...
you don't see him.
You see him just for that one scene where they come, the ghost comes flying in.
Yeah. There's Helena Ravenclaw. They do have some information. She's in Sorcerer's Stone. And then she's in Chamber of Secrets and Deathly Hallows Part 2. I don't remember seeing her in Chamber of Secrets.
That's Rowena?
No, Helena.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, Rowena's not in any...
you're throwing it way back.
Yeah. And then, obviously, she's in Ravenclaw. And then her occupation is ghost.
Ghost. So what do you do for a living?
I'm a ghost. Oh. Looks like they are not going... let me see. I could probably... they've got some other characters, but they're just talking about, like, costumes for Quidditch.
They're pretty nice. They put a lot... you can tell they put a lot of thought into those costumes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they consulted J.K. Rowling, how she envisioned them.
Yes.
Oh, what do we have here? Mr. Diggory.
Cedric Diggory.
My boy!
Which
That's my son.
I consider Cedric Diggory to be the first death in Harry Potter. I don't consider it to be Buckbeak or Lillian James. I consider it to be Cedric.
Of a
death in Harry, like the first death. Because
not even like a, what about a muggle?
No.
In the book, it's in Goblet of Fire.
No, I'm saying I consider Cedric to be the first person to die in Harry Potter.
I'm saying that Pettigrew kills somebody.
Well, yeah, I know.
An old man.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The movie version of Goblet of Fire is so terrible.
It's awful, but everyone seems to like it.
I hate it.
It's just bad.
Especially because it's the most pivotal book, because it's the return of Voldemort.
Yeah, the return of Voldemort.
But the book has, like, all this background stuff telling you exactly, you know.
And it's the first, like, major death, I'd say.
In Goblet of Fire, Barty Crouch Sr. is killed.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I never...
Buckbeak.
But they bring him back to life. Yes. Lillian James, I mean... Lillian James.
Yeah, there you go. Lillian James. You ever see that meme where it says, remember you can't use time turners to, like, bring back the dead, but...
No.
Let's use it to save Buckbeat.
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, really? Rather than just use a time turner to go back and prevent James and
James
Lily's
and
death,
Lily's death.
They're like, let's use it to save Buckbeat.
So, Cedric is only in one movie, Goblet of Fire.
Yep.
And then he's a Hufflepuff.
Yep.
Which I think he should be in Gryffindor, but I'm not going to say anything.
They needed a strong Hufflepuff to show that they're not just a bunch of...
I know, they do have, like, some Gryffindors aren't very... Like, some Gryffindors aren't... Or some Gryffindors...
I mean, Pettigrew was a Gryffindor.
Yeah, it's like some Gryffindors aren't brave, and I think they use Pettigrew. And then it said
yeah,
some
it is Pettigrew.
Some Slytherins aren't bad, and they use Snape. And
he's
some.
That's a discussion for another day. I think he's bad.
I don't.
Everyone talks about how wonderful he is. I'm like, he treats Harry like dirt.
That's not his fault though.
And the only reason he even is saving Harry is because of. His mother, he couldn't give a
Lily.
Rat's patoot about Harry.
Well, no, he likes Harry, but he can't help hating him because all he sees in Harry is James.
I told you that.
Yeah, and now I'm using it against you, so...
You dare use my own spells against me?
But...
Trying to sectum sempra me?
Sectum sempra! Remember in the Lego game, they just like...
Yes. We should play it.
I know.
Okay.
And then he's a Hogwarts student, Triwizard Tournament champion, and a Hufflepuff seeker.
Co-champion.
Yes, because when you go to Universal, they have the Quidditch shirts. So in whatever house you are, it'll say the name of the seeker on the back. So for Gryffindor, it says Potter on the back. For Slytherin, it says Malfoy on the back. For Hufflepuff, it says Diggory. And for Ravenclaw, it says Chang. And I have the Slytherin one, so it says Malfoy on it. Next is Madame Maxime.
Whoa. She's not a Hogwarts student.
No. We're doing Triwizard Tournament, people.
I don't even know what house she's in. Is she in the house?
No, she went to Bo Batten's.
Oh, that's right.
So, she's in Goblet of Fire and Deathly Hallows Part 1. So, she is in two movies. Because she went to Fleur's wedding, remember?
Yep.
And then she's the Bo Batten's headmistress. I say Bo Batten's. Some people say Bo Batons.
When I read it, I thought it was Bo Batons. But then I heard it in the movie. I'm like, well, Bo Batten's.
Next is Fleur Delacour. So... Fleur is in Goblet of Fire, and then she's in Part 1 and Part 2 of Deathly
Hallows. Yep. Yep. And she loses her accent.
Because they'll...
Yes.
And then she's a Beauxbatons student and Triwizard Tournament champion.
Oh, I guess to represent.
I have Fleur's wand, and it's pretty cool. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's very neat.
Igor Karkaroff.
Head of Durmstrang.
Yes. He's only in Goblet of Fire, and his occupation is the head of the Durmstrang Institute, and he's a member of the Death Eaters.
And he gets killed. At least in the books.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't think he gets. Isn't Durmstrang like Russia?
Seems like it.
Because, see, they're wearing the little Russian hat.
Yep. Or like Kazakhstan or
something. I don't. Victor Krum. Krum is in Goblet of Fire, and he is in.
He's in one.
Deathly Hallows Part 1. But it's a deleted scene. They take it out.
He goes to the wedding.
Yeah, he goes to the wedding. And Ron gets all mad. Yeah, Ron gets mad because Krum is, like, dancing with Hermione. Mm-hmm. Wan doesn't like it.
No.
Not Wan.
Krum is in Durmstrang.
He's a Durmstrang student.
And a seeker.
Bulgarian National Quidditch Team seeker. And Triwizard Tournament champion.
Mm-hmm. He's a professional Quidditch player.
Yes, he is. Rita Skeeter.
Ah, let's see.
She's in
Animagus.
She's only in one movie. She's only in Goblet of Fire.
Mm.
And then she's a reporter for the Daily Prophet and author of The Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore.
She's also an Animagus.
And then she is an Animagus, yes.
Does it say that on there?
Yes, it does.
Well,
Beetle. Remember?
She's a beetle.
Hermione puts her in. That's not in the movie.
It's not?
No.
Well, that's too bad. That's a good scene. The Yule Ball.
The Yule Ball.
The Yule Ball is, after all, a dance, first and foremost.
James and Lily Potter. So, James Potter. I guess they're only going to talk about James.
Gryffindor.
He's in all of the movies except for Half-Blood Prince.
Really?
Yes!
Wow.
He's in Gryffindor. He's a member of the Order of the Phoenix, which they don't have him
mm-hmm.
there. And then he is an Animagus.
Yep.
And his Patronus is a stag.
He's also a Quidditch player. And
oh, that's right. He's a seeker.
It seems like he's a seeker. Really says.
Yeah, it does.
In the movie, yeah.
Well,
but in the book, okay. It doesn't. Well, okay. But he's always playing with the golden snitch in the book, so.
Oh, here we go. Lily Potter. She's in all of them. Ha ha, take that, James. She's in all the movies.
Is she?
Yes, she is. Fine. She's in Gryffindor. She's a member of the Order of the Phoenix, and her Patronus is a doe. Don't say
that. Dear. Wait. Isn't that the same? What's James?
A stag.
Oh, right. Got the antlers, like Ron says.
Right. Sirius Black.
Notorious mass he's a murderer.
So he is in Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Order of the Phoenix, and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yes, in ghost form.
In ghost, yes. In Resurrection Stone form.
Yes.
He's in Gryffindor.
And it's called Priori Incantatum or something like that.
I don't know.
To find out what happened with the thing. Okay.
He's in Gryffindor. His occupation is fugitive.
What do you do? I'm a fugitive.
He's a member of the Order of the Phoenix, and he's an Animagus.
And he turns into...
A dog.
A dog. Lugrium. That's neat.
Nymphadora Tonks.
Oh.
One of my personal favorite characters. I love Tonks. I think she's wonderful. So she's in Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, Deathly Hallows Part 1, and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yes.
Yes. So she's not in the first four,
but
she's in the last four.
She's in Ravenclaw.
No, she's not.
She's not?
No, she's not. She's in Hufflepuff.
Really?
Yes. I don't like when they make her hair blonde, by the way.
Okay, and her Patronus changes.
She's an Auror.
Okay.
She's a member of the Order of the Phoenix, and yeah. they don't have her Patronus listed.
But her Patronus takes the shape after her and Remus, like, break up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What did that say?
The maximum recording time is 60 minutes.
Okay, so we have 15 minutes. Pick up
she
the pace,
is
yo.
A metamorphmagus.
A metamorphmagus.
Which means that she can change, like, her nose and
right.
mouth to
Hair,
be, like, an animal.
Everything. Don't. Call
me. Nymphadora.
Anyway, after the whole breakup with Remus,
yeah.
her Patronus changes to basically like a werewolf, but a wolf.
A wolf. Yes. And isn't Harry like really mad at him?
Oh man, he...
Because he left
in the book,
Tonks
man,
and
he
Teddy.
Tells him he's a piece of trash and he's a coward and... Yeah,
he left his wife and his kid, man.
And then Remus comes back and wants to make him the godfather of their kid, Teddy.
Teddy. Named after Tonks' dad.
Mm-hmm.
Ted.
Ted.
I don't have Tonks' wand, and I really want it. By the way, Tonks is killed by her own aunt. Bellatrix kills her, and Bellatrix is her aunt. Hi, Aunt Bella. You're dead.
I killed
Nymphadora.
I killed my niece.
I killed my cousin. I killed my cousin. Next is Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Oh! I will say that even though in the book, the Dumbledore's Got Style line is actually said by Phineas Ferrell or something.
It's something. It's like Phineas. It's like an animal. I don't know.
No, it's Nigel.
Oh, Nigel?
Nigelus Phineas or something like that. Anyway, he's the one that actually says Dumbledore's Got Style, but Shacklebolt I prefer. It's one of the few times that I think the movie's better. He's so cool. Do you have his wand?
I do not, and his wand looks... so cool.
Oh, we saw it. They sell it at Universal. Or Noble Collection.
I love that. Okay. He's in Order of the Phoenix, Deathly Hallows Part 1, and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
He is an Auror.
You may not like a minister.
The personal bodyguard to Muggle Prime Minister. And he's the temporary minister for magic.
Yes.
He's a member of the Order of the Phoenix, and his Patronus is a lynx. A lynx.
Yes, it appears in Deathly Hallows 1, the wedding.
Now we're talking about dark forces.
Oh, okay, you have 12 minutes.
Voldemort!
Ah, Harry.
Who is in all of the movies except Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
But he's in the rest, so.
Hmm.
He's in Slytherin, obviously. His occupation is Dark Lord. And then he's a parcel mouth.
Yeah. My hobbies include torturing muggles, cursing teaching positions.
Although, you know, he actually, at least, he's not like Umbridge, and he waits till the end of the year so that Harry can get a good education.
That's right. And he can fly without a broom.
That's true.
But it says that all wizards and witches can. They just have to, a lot of them have to use the broom to focus their power.
Next is Peter Pettigrew.
Gryffindor. Coolest wand, by the way.
Yes.
And is not available.
He is in all the movies except the first two.
Hmm.
Oh, and the last one.
Because he dies.
Yes. And then he's a Gryffindor. His occupation is rat.
That's his occupation? Yes.
He's a member of the Order of the Phoenix and the Death Eaters.
And his occupation is betrayer of...
I know.
Secret Keeper.
Secret Keeper. And then he is an animagus. Bellatrix Lestrange.
My old friend.
Yes. Next is Bellatrix Lestrange.
Oh, man, that's a great picture right there.
What?
The one? Yeah.
I love her. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, there we go. Oh, I like this one too. Her. She is in the last four movies. So Order, Half-Blood, and then both Deathly Hallows. Just saying. And then she's obviously a Slytherin. And her occupation is Death Eater.
And lover of Voldemort. Like, she loves him.
Correct.
And in Cursed Child, you find out that she had a baby.
Bubba.
Voldemort's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Death Eaters. Okay. Just
Death Eaters in general, and this is a very scary Death Eater.
Yeah, that's,
Oh, this is, I can tell by the wand that this is Amy Cascaro. It is!
I was just gonna say...
What?
McNair.
Oh, McNair.
I told you McNair is the executioner in Prisoner of Azkaban.
So Death Eaters are in Goblet of Fire, Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, and both Deathly Hallows movies.
So four, basically from four.
Yes, so you don't see them in the first three. Well, I mean, technically you do.
You see Lucius in Prisoner of Azkaban.
And you see McNair, but you don't see them as Death Eaters.
That's true.
I think they mean, like, just Death Eaters.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they got a little thing for Death Eater masks.
We so have a Bellatrix.
This one here is Bellatrix's.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, I don't know who's. And then these are, like, I think those are the director's designs.
Ah, what's that say?
This is just ministry personnel.
Oh.
So, and they actually have their appearances. Cornelius Fudge. I don't know if we're going to get done in time.
You better move.
Cornelius Fudge is in Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, and Order of the Phoenix.
Occupation. Useless minister.
Minister of Magic.
Refuses to believe that Voldemort is back.
Right.
He's back. He's back.
Rufus Scrimgeour. It's hard to pronounce his last name.
Scrimgeour?
He's only in one movie. He's only in Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Then he's killed.
Yes. And his occupation is Minister for Magic.
Mm-hmm. Ronald Bilious Weasley. Where's Crabbe and Goyle?
I don't know. Vernon, Petunia, and Dudley Dursley. So they're in all the movies except Goblet of Fire, Half-Blood Prince, and Deathly Hallows Part 2. Occupation, businessman, housewife, and Smelting's Academy student.
He works at
a drill company, yeah. I think.
Billings?
Or, like, a nail company, right?
Yeah. No, it's they make drill bits. Gribbing, something like that.
Marge Dursley.
Oh, jeez.
She's only in one movie.
I have a very firm grill.
And that's the only movie that she's in, Prisoner of Azkaban, and they don't have any additional information about her. So, I'm pretty sure she had, like, she wore this suit, and it was, like, 100 pounds or something.
Mm-hmm. Fat suit.
Yeah. Xenophilius Lovegood.
Oh, jeez.
Is only in Deathly Hallows Part 1, and his occupation is editor for the Quibbler. Lucius Malfoy is in all the movies except Prisoner of Azkaban, Sorcerer's Stone, and Half-Blood Prince. His house is Slytherin, obviously, and he's a member of the Death Eaters. Narcissa Malfoy. Another one of my favorites.
She a Death Eater?
No, she is just a follower of Voldemort. She does not have a dark mark on her wrist, or on her forearm.
Occupation, wife of Death Eater.
Her first appearance was in Half-Blood Prince, and then she's in both Deathly Hallows movies. She's obviously in Slytherin, and her occupation is mother. So, I do have her wand, and it's prickly.
Yes, it is. Very.
A lot of people don't, like, consider, but I love Narcissa.
Is
okay.
That...
Molly Weasley.
And?
No. Oh. Molly Weasley. She is in every single movie except Goblet of Fire. She's not in Goblet of Fire, but she's in the rest.
Hmm.
She's a Gryffindor. Her occupation is mother. And she's a member of the Order of the Phoenix. Arthur Weasley is in all of the movies except Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
He's a Gryffindor. He's occupation, misuse of Muggle Artifacts Office at the Ministry of Magic, and he's a member of the Order of the Phoenix. And that's all.
Wow.
Of the Harry Potter.
With 5 minutes to spare.
Yes. That is all of the Harry Potter characters. I did notice that they did not put a couple in there, but that's probably because they had no...
Such as?
Lavender Brown, Cho Chang.
the Patil sisters.
Yes, the Patils, Katie Bell, Angelina Johnson.
Lee Jordan.
Lee Jordan.
Dean Thomas.
Seamus Finnegan.
Seamus Finnegan. Crabbe and Goyle.
Yeah, Crabbe and Goyle.
They're big characters, those two. I mean, because their parents are both Death Eaters.
Yes. Crabbe and Goyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of, but... So, yeah.
Yeah, those are big names.
Yeah.
Joe.
I said Joe.
Did you?
I did.
Anybody that was in Dumbledore's army should be in there.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's our...
That's our character vault overview. So, yeah, hopefully... They don't have a lot of the Patronuses in there, but I understand it. So, so thank you guys for listening. And we haven't made a podcast in a while, so...
Yep, but check us out on...
YouTube.
It's The Slytherin Twins.
Our YouTube is The Slytherin Twins.
Oh, I don't know.
YouTube is Unicorn Elsa.
Oh, right.
Podcast is The Slytherin Twins.
Twitch
is The Slytherin Twins. And Instagram is Unicorn Elsa 09.
Should be The Slytherin Twins.
It's not. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.